specifically a big haunted house taking place through the Chase County Old School Development District. Leanne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Leanne, we got a ton of fuzz.
We've got you here. I hear you.
Is that better?
There we go. I've got you here. So what's coming up here? What haunted activities we have coming up here?
Well, we have our fourth annual, believe it or not, haunted house at the old school in Cottonwood Falls. And the board members who are in charge of it are so excited. They just do more and more every single year. And they've been working on it for about a month now. Hours and hours already put into this new haunted house.
All right. So what kind of activity? Give us when we'll be haunting out there, Leanne.
We're open October 25th and 26th from 7 to 11. Only costs $10 to go through it. And then we offer something different. We have a mini scare room for little kids, 7 to 9 on those same days. It's just $5. And it's not scary at all. It's more games and activities and things for little kids.
I was going to ask how that was a little different from the rest of the facility.
Yeah, they have coloring pages and games to play, and it's been very popular. It's been a nice bring the older kids and let them go through the haunted house and have a place for the, you know, like 5 and under to go to also.
With this, Leanne, when you mentioned here, we've got the haunted house coming. This is the fourth annual coming up here next weekend. Do you have a lot of people that come out of the woodwork here saying they want to help out and put this on?
We have a really nice high school contingent of kids who help and come back every year, which we just love that we've got the schools involved. And then we have some community members that love Halloween and have jumped in because this is their chance to really give back to the community with their passion about dressing up and making things scary. So we have a ex-English teacher who was the drama teacher, and her imagination just runs wild, and we just enjoy the things that she comes up with.
And having the old school kind of lends itself to some haunted spaces just because of the age of the building, if memory serves me correctly.
Well, we have a large basement that is completely dark. I mean, no windows at all. And so that large basement, which has three large rooms, is a main part of it. And then we've extended the haunted house, so it's now in the gymnasium and on the stage. We have 7 rooms, actually, this year. So, like I said, it just keeps expanding and getting better.
7 rooms of terror is as this is described on your Facebook page.
Yeah, if you have any passion about clowns or scary dolls or Christmas, those are 3 of the themes of the rooms this year. So all of those tend to really ignite a certain population. So we're excited about those rooms.
Understood. Again, Leanne Kester joining us as we talk about the Chase County Old School Development District's Old School Haunted House, the 25th and the 26th, 7 to 11 both nights. Mini scare room, which is not all that scary, really. It's $10, and the haunted house is all indoors. Sounds like also you can enjoy some kind of creature comforts in another way. You got a bonfire and s'mores outside.
We do. We're going to sell s'mores kits, you know, a little bag that has your graham crackers and marshmallows and Hershey bars, and have a fire outside so you can make your own s'mores if you'd like. And then we've got a couple of people making homemade treats like popcorn balls. All those things appropriate for the season will be for sale.
One other question here, Leanne, is kind of just an update here on the building and how the processes are going here as you get to and beyond the haunted house, how things are going on the renovations.
Very good. We are just finishing up 2 more bathrooms in our community center, which is the gymnasium classroom part of the lay that we have over here. Finishing up 2 more bathrooms. And then with match day and with any funds from all the events we're having, we are getting closer and closer to be able to add air conditioning and heat to the actual gymnasium. We have that in the main parts of the building, being able to add that to the gymnasium, which really excites us for all the opportunities that provides.
Outstanding. Well, again, the 4th annual Old School Haunted House next weekend, 25th and 26th, 7 to 11. Sounds like there's a rehearsal coming up tomorrow. Dress rehearsal for the little ghosts and goblins and dolls and clowns, I guess.
Yep, it'll be fun. We love seeing all the students' reactions as they go through for the first time.
All right, Leanne, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Leanne.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Yeah, they do a good job with that every year, too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. So you've got your options. Neosho Rapids here this weekend and next. Chase County, Cottonwood Falls for its activities next weekend. And we'll have previews coming up here this morning on KVUE.com involving both of those haunted house activities. Want to let you know we've got What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton teed up, ready to go here in a minute. Our talk of him.